And now we have Doug Kronisel with us, and he was a proponent, you might remember him from our ballot conversations program, of Amendment W, which was sort of the reboot of Initiated Measure 22. It's an anti-corruption, reforming, explain it to me a little bit, because now I'm getting stuck on some of the language here.
Banning lobbyist gifts to politicians.
There you go, lobbying, and yes, and
accountability.
Campaign finance, accountability.
Protecting the initiative process.
There we go. Voters said no thanks to it. It's a tough loss, but almost universally, we heard people saying they were upset about Initiated Measure 22 mm-hmm. and how lawmakers handled that, but they weren't quite ready for Amendment W. What's next?
Well, I mean, looking at the kind of the process itself, for starters, when it comes to the supporters of Amendment W, did something that lawmakers, politicians refused to do, which was give voters a final say on this issue, or at least give them a spot at the table with regards to being able to vote on this again. With regards to what's coming next, kind of what's been driving us since day one, talking to our supporters, going around the state, making sure we're hearing from the people who are willing to fight this fight and kind of make government a little bit more transparent, a little bit more open. And it wasn't just Amendment W that we heard that conversation going on. It was kind of up and down the ballot every race. Someone was talking about this. So you're spot on in saying that this is an issue that, hasn't gone away and probably won't go away until the voters are kind of given more of a say in the process.
So also last night, voters decided that they would vote for the process to simplify. And this mm-hmm. is Amendment Z, saying only one topic on the ballot. But they rejected Amendment X, which said we need more people to pass a constitutional amendment. Both of these affect your efforts in the future, potentially. Mm-hmm. How hard is it going to be to do the next thing? Will you go after another constitutional amendment and try to make it a single topic issue about lobbying, or how do you plan on proceeding?
Yeah, the next steps totally depends on what our supporters are willing to kind of put their time into as volunteers. But with regards to kind of the process itself in general, with regards to the ballot measure, I do think that it won't necessarily change the difficulty in getting things there in front of the voters, but it does make it a little bit more unreliable of a thing that Amendment Z does specifically. I mean, they don't tell you what single subject means, so that's a pretty kind of subjective kind of wild card to throw into the mix there.
And somebody's going to have to be first
exactly.
with their single subject amendment to find out how the courts are going
to find out how the courts handle it, and to find out what single subject actually means.
And that, to be first costs money.
Yeah, sure does. It sure does. So it kind of it'll be interesting to see what group, what organization, what issue is the first to kind of go up against that, because it's also in state laws for initiated measures as well. So it's not just Amendment Z applies to initiated constitutional amendments, but the single subject law has been in place for initiated measures since July of this year.
Okay. I maybe misspoke about that earlier today because I didn't quite 100%.
Yeah, it's weird that the two are kind of, they operate. Right. They do the same thing. It's voters voting on something, but they're kind of two different tracks that kind of govern them as far as laws are concerned.
All right. What's next for you personally?
For me personally, clean out my car. That's step number one. I was just mentioning that I got a 5-seat car, and it's now a 1-seat car because I've got just a whole bunch of stuff in there, empty boxes. And so clean that out. But, I'd love to, get back out there, talk with people. Love to get out to Rapid. There was a lot of support for Amendment W in Pennington mm-hmm. County and Lawrence County. And so it'd be great getting out there and hearing, if this is something that you're supporting, what do we do next? How do we do this? Because like I said, accountability, kind of fighting corruption in government, something that's not going to go away overnight.
Doug Kronisel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.